Blog Talk Radio.
God is everything. I know that God is
everything.
God is
everything.
I know that God is
everything.
Tell me what it is to you.
I'm trying to make up beginning and the ending, first and the last.
Yes, God is everything that I need. Thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast. This is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, and I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starks, and I want you to know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. Please call all your friends and let them know that we are on the air to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're coming to you from the Jesus Saves Ministry Church, located right here in Brooklyn, New York, at 509 Evergreen Avenue. So glad you tuned in. We're looking for you to stop by the church and worship with us in one of our services real soon. Let me just give you the order of services. We're right here in Brooklyn every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. is Sunday school. Morning worship, 11:30 a.m. Our afternoon service on Sunday is 4:30 p.m. Each and every Wednesday, noonday prayer at 12 noon. Don't forget Wednesday evening Bible study at 8 p.m. Bring your Bible and watch it come alive. Each and every Friday evening at 8 p.m. is Holy Anointing Night. I want to see your face in the place real soon. Don't forget, we ask you to be a supporter and a partner with me in this ministry. We're going around the world preaching the gospel, and it takes partners like you to get the job done. Make all your donations out to TJSM 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York 11221 USA. All right, online at www.tjsm.org. Click on the donation link and make a donation right there. We'll be so grateful to God, thankful to you for all that you gave. Stay tuned now. We're getting ready to go into a Holy Ghost filled broadcast.
Stay right there.
everything. He's everything that I ever need. God is everything. Did you hear me? God is everything that we will ever need. There's nothing that we'll need that God cannot give it to us. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm excited about God today. I was on WSNR this morning from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. Had a great time over there. But you know what? I couldn't wait to get here because I wanted to be here with you guys and just say good morning to you, let you know that God is good and he's, oh, glory, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. How did that thing do all that? Okay, let's get this thing back in sync right here. There you go. Now, that should be there. There we go. How did it do that? All right. I guess I did it myself, pushing the wrong buttons here. Is that what I did? Okay, there you go. Now, there we are. All right, here we are. I'm pushing these buttons here this morning, trying to make this thing synchronized, but God is good. Good morning to you. Once again, this is Bishop Starks, pastor here of the Jesus Saved Ministry. We're celebrating 30 years on the battlefield from the Lord Jesus Christ. 30 years. Actually, I've been pastoring 30 years. I've been pastoring this church for 30 years. God has been good to us. Amen. We started with nothing, and God has blessed me in a big, big way. And I give God the glory and the honor. One gentleman came. He said, all this is yours, and it's really not much, but to me, it's just, I'm just grateful. It's not so much that it's, we have so much, but I'm grateful for whatever God has given me. I mean, to me, any whatever God give me, let me explain to you, whatever the Lord does for me, to me, is I'm grateful. Whatever the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, does for Lonnie Starks and Jesus Saved Ministry, we are grateful. Because I understand that he didn't have to do anything. So I'm grateful. You know, to me, it's just wonderful to thank God for what he's done for me. The doors he's opened, the places he's taken me. You know, before I received Christ, as far as I had ever been in my life was New York. I mean, from North Carolina. I've never been in a place, but since I've been saved, the Lord has taken me around the world. I mean, I'm not every place, but he's taken me so many places, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. Took my wife. We was together. We was so many places, I'm telling you. But God is good to me. You know, today I want to talk about for 30 years, and you that's listening today, I'm asking you to be a supporter to help us to defray the cost of this ministry. We preach the gospel. We don't charge for it. We just preach it because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. But we always ask you to be a supporter of the ministry. And I'd be so grateful to you for that. Whatever the Lord put on your heart. I was asking on WSNR 620 this morning. The Lord gave it to me while I was on the air. Said, ask them to give you a dollar a day, which is a dollar a year. I've been pastoring 30 years. 30 years. Let me show you something. This is my incorporation. We've been incorporated since, I'm going to read right here. I hope you can see it. Let's see, can I get this in there? Okay, all right. Let me see if I put you on this camera. Maybe you can see it, okay. There's the incorporation. We've been incorporated since, let's see, okay, the 30th, this church was filed, Certificate of Incorporation of the Jesus Saved Ministry was incorporated, filed in the Kings County Clerk's Office the 30th day of August, 1982. And witnessed whereof, I have hereunto subscribed my name and affixed the corporate seal this 18th day of September, 1982, John L. Butler, attorney, State of New York, County of Kings. This corporation, this church has been a legal church since it was filed on the 30th day of August, and they cleared it on the 18th day of September 1982. We are a 501c3 organization. We're not just a fly-by-night church. We're here, and God has blessed us. That's the corporation right there. Can you see it? I think you can see it right there. Let's see if I do this one. Okay. Can you see that incorporated? There it is. All right. That's our incorporation. So we are exactly 30 years old. There it is. If you're on live stream, I'm showing it to you right there. Our church has been incorporated 30 years. 30. Not 30 days. Not 30 weeks. Not 30 months. But 30 years I've been out here. And I've been preaching radio. I started on WBNX. Now, this is 30 years. I started preaching on the radio before I started pastoring. I started preaching on the radio in 1978. So that's, what, 34 years I've been preaching on the radio. I've been doing television since 19. I started doing television in 2001, television. Amen. So I've been into media pretty good while. And I didn't say that to boast. I'm just telling you that the Lord blessed me. And I started with nothing. And that's what I want to talk about today, this topic today, that David, and my topic is my offering for God's house. And I want to talk about how you can break the back of poverty in your life if you're broke. I found the scripture, according to God's word, how you can break the back of poverty. You can destroy it. That you'll never be broke again another day in your life. I'm going to show it to you today on this broadcast. But you got to be willing to bless God. See, in order for you to be blessed, you have to bless God. You know, you can't give God what you don't have. But if you learn to give God out of what you have, whatever it is, let's say you only got $5 or $1. If you would learn to give God 25 cents of that dollar or just a dime of that dollar, make sure every dollar, every dime you have, every dime that would be a part of it, that you would give it to God. And the word of God bears record that you would explode financially and healing. Let me just show it to you anyway. Let me just show you something. Get your Bibles out. Let's go to First Chronicles. Now, you that are watching me on live stream, it's right on the screen for you. I have it there for you. Go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. You that are home, I want you to take your time and follow me this morning. Amen, because I want you to understand what God is saying. I want to show you from the Word of God how to break the back of poverty, how to get rid of poverty forever. Then I'm going to show you how to get healed right here in the Word of God. See, God left on record. See, everything we need is in the Word of God. And what it is, we don't read the Word. We don't study the Word. We read the Word, but we don't study the Word. See, there's one thing about reading the Word that's good. But you need to study the Word. Study it. And then pray. Pray for understanding. Pray for revelation. Pray for wisdom, and then ask God, you know, I ask God, what is it in this that you are showing me? What is it, Father, in this particular whatever I'm reading? That's for my life. What can help my life? So let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 29. And the Bible says also, in all our ways acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. So let's pray, okay? Dear Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for each and every one that's tuned in and those that's playing the archive. Now, Lord, as I'm about to read your word, I made a statement that they can break poverty by the scripture I'm going to give them today. God, let this be in your divine will, not just something I'm thinking or feeling, but let it be actually your word. And let those that hear this word receive this word, and let the poverty in their life disappear according to your word, in Jesus' name. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1. You got it? It says what? Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord. So David had his mind that the house of God is actually God's house, and it belongs to God. That is not man's, but it's God's. And watch the next verse now. This is the verse that's going to break poverty in your life. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 2. Listen what David said. Pay close attention. You got your Bible there? Pay close attention. Read it. And if you don't have the Bible, please listen to me read it. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 2. David speaking. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold, for the things to be made of gold, and the silver for the things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, and the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glittering stones, and of diver colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. Let's pause. Let's back up. Let's look at the top of verse 2. Read it with me. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. Now remember when God saved, when David was called to the throne, he was a shepherd boy. That's all he was. But no rich person. His father wasn't rich. I mean, David was a shepherd boy. That's all. Just a shepherd boy. Why do you think when David killed Goliath and his brother was so afraid and David weren't, David was not afraid because David believed God. And David said, even in that particular setting, David said, you know, you're not coming against me, you're coming against God. And so David's attitude and mind was that whatever he did or had to do, it would be for the Lord. So now, David says here, verse 2, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. Let's stop right there. David says, I did everything within my ability and my know-how and my knowledge. I did everything that I knew how to do to get a house for God, to do a work for God. That's what David said. Everything that I knew to do, I did it to do a work for my Father, to bless his house. That's the key right there. That's the key. If you're broke today, if you're financially strapped, if you will take that medicine right there I just gave you, if you'll take that shot, like you take a shot for flu, penicillin for flu, if you take this pill right now, like you're taking a pill for low blood, high blood, whatever, if you take this spiritual pill that I just read and apply it to your life and your family, now, don't worry about me. This is a personal thing. See, David was the king. David was the king. See, all his brothers weren't kings. His father wasn't a king. David was the king. But look at David's attitude. David says, now I have prepared with all my might, my God, with all my might. David said, I've done everything that I know how to do to get things ready for a house for my God. That's what David said. With all my might, with all, keep that in mind. David's mindset was, I'm going to do everything that I can do for God. But the next verse, you're going to see where it pays off. Now, David is the king. He's the leader. And he's getting people with a mind to give to God. Right? And David himself is doing everything that he can do for God's house. See, anytime you do for God or the Lord Jesus Christ, he's doing for you. You cannot, remember they used to sing a song, they don't sing it, even in my church, they don't sing it no more, very seldom. Some of the older saints have come in and sing it, but the new saints don't sing it. Not, I don't remember what I've heard in my church. But there used to be a song in offering time. You can't be God-given, no matter how you try. You can't be God-given. And see, spiritually, you have to be in the spirit to see that. So David says here from the Message Bible in 1 Chronicles 29 and verse number 2, listen to what the Message Bible says. I've done my best to get everything together for the building of this house for my God. Notice that. I've done my best to get everything together for the building of this house for my God. See, if you could get that mindset that you're going to do your best for God, I'll guarantee you, you'll never be broke again a day of your life. You will never, ever be broke. God will not permit you to be broke. You cannot be broke. You cannot be without. You cannot be hungry. If you put your emphasis on God and his work, there is no way you can remotely be broke. No way. Now what? Okay, I'm doing a lot of talking. Let me just go back to this. Let me show you something. Let's go over to the very next verse. Let's look at the next verse. Verse number 3. Notice now, David had just told us that he had done everything that he could for the house of God. But watch verse 3. David says, moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God. Are you reading with me? I don't want to go too fast now. He said, I have of my own proper good. Now, because he was looking out for God, God had gave him something. God had blessed him. He was working for God, and God was working for him. He was putting money in God's house, and God was putting money in his house. He was blessing God, and God was blessing him. He had God on his mind, and God had David on his mind. David was concerned about God, and God was concerned about David. Now, let me inject this to you. Let me just inject this right now, okay? Else, how could David have all this proper goods if God didn't give it to him? Remember, he was a shepherd boy. That's all he was. So how did he accumulate it? Let's look what he accumulated. Let's look. He said, I have of mine own proper good. Then he says this, of gold, David got gold, and of silver, I have silver, he says, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Oh my God, I hope you're listening to me today. David is telling us something, isn't he? If you want to break the back of poverty, if you want to be successful, if you want to never be broke a day again in your life, if you were purpose in your heart today that I'm going to work for God, I'm going to trust God. He's a good payer. I don't need nobody to check God out. God is God. Let me read this to you from the Message Bible. Verse number 3, 1 Chronicles 29 from the Message Bible. Listen to this. Furthermore, because my heart is in this, in addition to and beyond what I have gathered, I'm turning over my personal fortune of gold and silver for making this place a worship for my God. Now look what he turned over. Verse 4 from the Message Bible, so you can understand it. 3,000 talents, about 113 tons of gold. This is David. All from Ophir, the best. Then listen to this. And 7,000 talents, 214 tons of silver, for covering the walls of the building. How did David get it? Well, it's simple. I mean, it's simple to me. I mean, it's very simple. It's very simple. Very simple to me. I mean, it's transparent. There's nothing hidden here. I don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand this. This is as plain as the nose is on my face. Let's look back at this scripture again. Let's just look at the scripture. Let's just see what the scripture has to say. Okay? First Chronicles chapter 29, King James Bible. So you can't say I'm using a trick Bible, but the King James Bible, it says it right there. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse number 1. Furthermore, David, the king, said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great For the palace is not for man, but for God. Now listen to David. I want you to listen. Don't miss it. Verse 2, First Chronicles, chapter 29, King James Bible, verse 2. Now I personally have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things to be made of gold, and the silver for the things to be made of silver, and the brass for the things of brass, the iron for the things of iron, and the wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glittering stones, and of diver colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. He's not finished. Now, that's what David did from the treasure of the congregation. Remember, he was a shepherd boy. Didn't have anything. Watch this. Verse number 3. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. I want you to see it. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good. Now that means I got rich because I was blessing God. I got money because I was blessing God. If you bless God, you cannot be broke. I don't care what nobody says. The devil is a liar. If your heart and mind is fixed on God's work, you cannot be broke. If you really, sincerely seek God and put him first and put your finance toward the work of God, God will miraculously bless, heal, and deliver you. Oh, my God, I got to get on out of here. Look here. I get to teaching this thing and it get good to me. And you know, because I get growing every time I read the word, it just does something for me. It's potent. The potency becomes in me. Oh, my God. This word is powerful. This word is strong. And the Bible says this. I have of mine own proper goods, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Where did David get all that from? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, he got it because he put God first. Sisters and brothers, David became a wealthy man because he put God first. David became a rich man because he put God first. Look at the next verse. The very next verse says, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophrah, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the house with them. Let's keep reading. Look at the very next verse. He said, the gold for things of gold, the silver for things of silver. I mean, come on now. For all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificials. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? I'm going to show you something, boy, you probably never seen. I know I didn't. Now, maybe you've seen it, but I didn't. Look at the next verse. Now, these are the people. Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered, look at that word, W-I-L-L-I-N-G-L-Y, willingly. Guess what? That means they weren't broke because they couldn't give nothing if they didn't have anything. But now the Bible says they began to offer willingly because David had set a pattern. My God, David has shown them how to get rich. You're not going to get rich in this world, sister. And if you do, they're going to always come against you with taxes. They're going to come against you with something. But God, yes, Lord. These are the people now. And gave for the service of the house of God a gold of 5,000 talents, 10,000 drams, and of silver, 10,000 talents, and of brass, 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. Where did these people get that money from? Where did they get all that gold from? They got it from God. God blessed them because their heart, yes, Lord. Their heart was to serve God. Their heart was to do God's work. Listen, I want to tell you something. Let me just tell you something. If you want to break the back of poverty, learn how to give to God. No amount of human machinery and organization can take the place of heartfelt consecration to the Lord. If your heart is to do God's will, there is no gimmick, no trick that can suffice a pure heart to Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord Jesus. If you trust God, God will make a way for you. I'm going to tell you something here. David was going to leave the scene. He was about to die. His son, his inexperienced son, would follow him. And the construction of the temple was a heavy task. Beyond any one man, a group of men. They couldn't do it. But David, yes, Lord Jesus, had got himself together and was able to give into the house of God. Do you know why? Apart from the blessing of the Lord, the people could have not hoped to succeed. They couldn't do it without God, and neither can you, my friend. Neither can I. There's not one of us can make it without God. No matter how smart you are, no matter what kind of job you got, no matter where you're a manager, no matter who you are, but the Lord remains, and it is the Lord who must we please. We must please God. And if you please God, he'll make a way for you. Listen, I've been talking so long. Let me just play some music, break it up a little bit, okay? I'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's stand on our feet as I present to you the Reverend F.C. Barnes, Deborah Barnes, and the Red Bud Combined Choir. Let's give them a hand.
I'm not afraid to I'm coming up, Lord, child.
Coming up, FC Ball. Sometime. Good morning. God bless you. How you doing? Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. You don't know the phone is. Okay. All right. Somebody hit the phone. They didn't know it. But anyway, God bless you. Now listen, you may be struggling today, but I'll tell you, I'm telling you how to break that back of struggling. Begin to sacrifice to God. David said, with all his might, with everything that was in him, David said, he began to put God first. And because David did that, he became a wealthy man. Let me tell you something else. My name is Lonnie. My first name is Lonnie. And my last name is Stocks. I didn't have anything. Poor boy from North Carolina. But 37 years ago in my life, I put God first. And I put him first, and I've kept him there. And I've never seen a day that the Lord left me without. I can honestly say I have not been broke in 37 years. I'm not a rich man, but you know what? The Lord has taken care of me. Our church is 30 years old. 30 years old. It's 30 years old. We're celebrating 30 years. It hasn't been easy, but God made it easy. when I thought things were so rough and I couldn't see my nose, so to speak. But the Lord always made a way. He's always had a ram in the bush. No matter what came against me, the Lord always fought my battles. For 30 years, I've been on the battlefield. I mean, you may look at me and say, I'm nothing. Well, that's your prerogative. But I know what God did for me. I know how he made a way for me. He's healed my body. Sickness has invaded my body. And the Lord always healed my body. I checked my blood pressure this morning, and it was 136 over 74, I think it was. Now, think about it. That don't sound like much to you. But in 2007, in September of August of 2007, my blood pressure was 196 over 126. You tell me that God is not a healer? You tell me that God is not a waymaker? If you put God first, sacrifice to the temple of God, be a giver to the work of God, support the work of God. You know what? For years, I supported this church right by myself. Right by myself. I remember when we first started, we didn't have no members. We didn't have anything. But God gave me this to do, and I did it with all my heart. David said, with all his might. And you know what? The Lord began to bless me. The Lord began to bless me. The Lord began to bless me. We owned the building next door. We started in that building with nothing. We didn't own that building. We bought that building. I bought that building as a church. And the only reason that building is in my name is because the church would not help me. They would not help me. And God gave me favor with the owner, and it sold it to me in my name. But this building that I'm in over here, this belonged to the church. It don't belong to me. It's in the church name. And everything that if I leave here today, all the equipment, everything in here, we had this building, appraised. Back in 2002. In 2002, this building worth was $1 million. In 2002. I don't know what it's worth today, but that was in 2002. And guess what? It's bought and paid for. Don't owe a dime. Who did it? I want you to keep in mind who did it. It was the Lord. It was the Lord God Almighty. It was Jesus Christ, because I dare put him first. One time my wife told me, she says, Lonnie, the church is taking all the money. I said, baby, don't worry about it. God will always take care of us. But Lonnie, the church is taking all the money. Okay. But God has blessed me now. Here I am, 68 years old. I don't have to ever hit another lick again. By the grace of God, by his grace, God is taking care of me. The house is paid for. All my cars are paid for. Are you listening to me? If you want to break the back of poverty, you want to get out of debt, sacrifice to the house of God. Begin to sow into the kingdom. Don't sow into the kingdom in any soil now. Make sure the soil is right. I'll guarantee you, God will bless you. Listen, the clock on the wall is telling me my time is about out. And I guess, I don't know where I told this story real good or not, but I did the best I could. I'm going to ask you, if you're listening to me, I've been pastoring for 30 years, already out. We're 501c3. There's our corporation right there. 30 years. Legal, 30 years. I'm asking you to make a donation to the ministry.
and might ask you for a use. You can make a use if you choose. Let the Lord touch you. But I'm asking you for $1 for a year. I've been pastoring 30 years. If you could see in your heart to help me keep preaching the gospel, to donate $1 for every year, that's $30. Let me give you my address. I'm going to put it on the screen for you. I want you to really consider this. You'll break the back of poverty. The address is on the screen, if you're looking at it there. And if you're on Blog Talk, my address is the same. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Or you can go to my website, www.tjsm.org. You can make your donation right there. Safe and secure. I'm asking you for a one-time gift of $30. If you can see it in your heart, and I guarantee you, if you learn to support God's work, God will bless you. We just proved it in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. David was a broke man, but when he came into the kingdom and to leave everything in his son's hand, look at all the revenue that David had. Look at his accomplishment. You too can break poverty today. Yes, you too. Listen to Dottie Peoples just for a minute. Remember, God loves you and I do too. Keep it all right here.
God be.
God can and God will fix it. I'm a living witness that God will take care of you. I don't care what anyone tells you. If you really trust God, put your faith in Him. God is not just a figment of your imagination. God is a reality. And if you trust Him today, He'll fix things in your life. This is time for me to go. I got to go. I want you to remember that I do love you. And I'm not just talking, because God has been good to me. And I want you to know, if you trust God, God will make a way for you. Don't give up on God. Don't doubt God. God's going to make a way. Make that donation out to the Jesus Saves Ministry, TJSM 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. And I guarantee you, God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. And whether you give it to this ministry or not, begin to sow into the kingdom of God. That's where your miracle is at. Your miracle is in the kingdom of God. Listen, if you're not saved today, I want you to be saved. Listen, I got to go. The clock on the wall is telling me that my time is about out. So, okay, until tomorrow morning or this evening on my evening broadcast at 10 p.m. and tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. And I'll back again tomorrow at 7 a.m. You be blessed. And don't forget, if you're anywhere in the metropolitan area, stop by the Jesus Saves Ministry. We are still in convocation. Tonight, Bishop Theodos Joyner will be the preacher. Listen, I got to go now. Clock on the wall is telling me. I'll see you. Remember, if you're not saved, give your life to Jesus.
Well, praise him and God bless you. We're getting ready to get out of here right now, but we want to make sure that you know Jesus, that you're secure. In Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28, it said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you're not saved today, it's so simple to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's easy. All you have to do is repent of your sins, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ was born, raised, and lived the perfect life, was crucified, put place in a borrowed tomb, rose again from the grave on the third day. If you believe that, you can be saved in your heart. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that today, you can be saved. Come on, let's pray about it right now. Bow your heads with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I look unto you as the author and finisher of my faith. I believe you, my faith, God, that you died, Jesus Christ, that you was crucified and buried in a borrowed tomb. But 3 days later, you got up out the grave. I believe it. Save me, Lord. Come into my life. Save me now. I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Just give me the strength. Now, friends, if you've done that, you are a born-again Christian. Remember, God loves you and I do too. For more information, you can go up on my website. We have the plan of salvation right there for you. All right, you take care and may God bless you.
Give your life. He didn't have to do that, but he did it anyway. Give your life.